I just can't even imagine. It has to be so frustrating. It's just another freak thing that happens on the ice, and you have to sit out again. It has to be very frustrating for you.
Yeah, it's really hard mentally. I can't lie about that. You know, I did a lot of things over the summer to, I guess you could say, help my body or put myself in the best situation to, stay healthy. And, it's just deflating a bit, especially I wasn't too happy with my game to begin with at the start of the year. And then injury on top of that, it's, hard.
How do you feel now?
Well, I feel good. You can tell by the breath. I just pushed it pretty hard there, and feels good, and feel healthy in the next couple of days, and then we'll see where we're at.
Did you feel fortunate you didn't have to have surgery?
I when it happened, I didn't think it was that bad at all. Obviously got an MRI the next day, and saw a specialist down in New York City, and everyone kind of agreed that surgery wasn't necessary, so that was a good sign, but still sitting out, I don't know, it's been 3-4 weeks, feels like, a year, especially when the team's out in Cali and stuff, and don't get to be around the group. It's some long days.
What's your process with this? Who do you lean on during this time?
I think there's a bunch of people. I think just with his staff, obviously he's been injured a ton, so spent a lot of time with Mikey Odesso. He knows my personality pretty well by now, so makes the process a little easier. And then I think outside the rink, just family, friends. When the guys aren't on the road, just trying to hang out with them as much as possible. And, think about other things besides injury, and just be a person, and enjoy spending time with people you care about.